Ours to Protect on Midwest Radio, funded by the Commissioner Naman with the television license fee as part of the Sound and Vision Scheme.
This week, we spoke to some members of Climate Action Lewsburg Locality. We began by asking Rosarie Tiernan about how the group came to pass.
Well, about 2 years ago, we got a notification from Mayo County Council that there was a decarbonising competition to happen in Mayo. And one or two people that had contacts in with Laura Dixon, she contacted Paul, one of our members, and Paul then sent out the message to whoever would be interested. So about six of us in the group came together, and we were all privately involved in actively being engaged in saving energy in some way or other, either biodiversity or PV panels installed in our homes. So our group came together, and we had to put a proposal together to send to the County Council to see what we would do in order to reduce our CO2 emissions down to 50% by 2030. So as you can imagine, there were many areas that we had to consider. So we broke it down into different areas. One of them was energy, one biodiversity. We had food production, local food production, and then we had the transport, and the circular economy became part of it as well. And awareness then about trying to get the people in our environment aware of the changes that would be necessary to bring us to that end. We really didn't know each other at the time. So we might have known each other to see in the distance, but we had no relationship with each other, and we didn't have shared any committees or anything. Since then, we've bonded so wonderfully, really, that we've created a very strong group. Each pillar of our project is manned by one or other of us, yeah. And we head up that particular area. But we can be involved in a few different areas also within the group.
Next up, committee member Jim Campbell talks us through what they've done with regards to energy.
Rosarie and I were part of a sustainable energy community. We actually established the Lewsburg and Killeen Sustainable Energy Community back in 2019. And we were invited by these tree planters and biodiversity people to join them for this decarbonised zone competition. What we've been doing is getting energy audits done on houses, getting the houses insulated by availing of the grants that are available, changing doors and windows with council grants, and insulating houses and putting in solar panels and heat pumps and such like using SEAI grants. We hitched on an idea that came from Clare to get groups of people together so that we get economy of scale in getting prices for solar panel installations. So we've got lots of houses now with solar panels and battery backup, which we strongly recommend, so that they become relatively independent of the grid. And our ideal for the future is that we won't be buying anything from the grid or from the ESB. That our Lewsburg will be independent electrically.
Biodiversity is another key aspect of the group. James Ryan tells us more.
Trees can actually take in the carbon dioxide from the air and help mitigate the damage fossil fuel emissions are doing. But tree planting has another benefit, that it enhances biodiversity. So what we're planting is mixed native species of trees. We'd have five or six different species of trees that we're planting, and they're all native deciduous species. That brings a great diversity of nature as well as sequestering the carbon. We're interested in every aspect of biodiversity in our area. So we're interested in what happens to the bogs. We're interested in what happens in the local rivers. Also, we have Clare Island in our area, and we've just taken in Inish Turk as well recently. We've an enormously diverse environment with a huge amount of potential for enhancing biodiversity locally and beyond.
Finally, Mary O'Malley outlines what Climate Action Louisburg locality have been doing with regards to the circular economy and food production.
Would you believe that 90% of our lettuce is imported? Lettuce, which is one of the most simplest things to grow on your windowsill. So from that, our little subgroup has been encouraging people locally. We have a WhatsApp group with nearly 100 members, encouraging to grow their own locally in their own houses, on their windowsills. We have two community gardens, one in Clare Island and one in Louisburg. And we have a fantastic swap WhatsApp group as well, where we can swap seeds, swap knowledge, swap ideas, share seedlings, share produce. And circular economy is a big thing. So if you have something to throw away, you're driving, you know, you put it in your blue bin, or you're driving, you know, to Westport, to Castlebar's charity shops. So now we have 250 something members on a WhatsApp group who are sharing things within our community, within the area of Louisburg, Killeen, the Canvey, maybe as far as Westport. So things are not being wasted. Somebody can repurpose it, somebody can recycle it or upcycle it, or use it in the garden or use it in the home or whatever. So we're hoping to set up a repair shop, which we will have expertise, or people who are retired that have expertise in different things, electric or plumbing or bicycle repair, and that, again, you're reducing the amount of waste and the amount of miles you're travelling to get rid of waste. Yeah. Every Friday over the summer in the Louisburg Town Hall, there is a community market. Everything and anything for producers from the local community to have a showcase and to sell their wares. So everyone is available to come in between 10 and 2 p.m. every Friday until the end of August.
Ours to Protect on Midwest Radio, funded by the Commission in Naman, with the television licence fee as part of the Sound and Vision Scheme.